This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Germany's defense minister has said Ukraine troops will be trained to use advanced Western supplies. One person is dead and two others wounded after a Russian missile hit non-residential buildings in the capital Kyiv Thursday. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko broke the news in a post on the Telegram messaging app. Air raid sirens wailed across Ukraine after Russia launched a wave of missile and self-exploding drone attacks. Officials in Ukraine's Odessa region say two critical infrastructure facilities were damaged in the attacks. The attacks come one day after U.S. President Joe Biden announced the United States will send 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine to counter an expected fresh Russian offensive in the coming months. The story from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
Reversing an earlier stance not to send in the immediate future such weaponry to the Ukrainians, President Joe Biden said the battalion of tanks, he termed the most capable in the world, will come with the parts and equipment necessary to effectively sustain the armored fighting vehicles on the battlefield.
These tanks are further evidence of our enduring, unflagging commitment to Ukraine and our confidence in the skill of the Ukrainian forces.
Biden spoke at the White House just hours after Germany announced it is sending two battalions of Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. That decision followed weeks of diplomatic pressure on Berlin. An advisor to Ukraine's president tells VOA News that Kyiv will eventually need between 250 and 400 tanks, and its next request from the West will be for extended-range missiles. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. Israeli forces have killed several Palestinians and wounded many others during a raid in the occupied West Bank. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more. We'll get to that momentarily. Witnesses say Israeli troops killed 9 Palestinians, including an elderly woman, and wounded 12 others during clashes with gunmen Thursday in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli military confirmed that an operation was underway in Jenin, but did not immediately provide further details. The Palestinian armed groups Hamas and Islamic Jihad said their gunmen were battling troops who had swept into Jenin refugee camp. Jenin is an area of the northern West Bank where Israel has intensified raids over the past year after local men carried out street attacks in its cities. The violence has further clouded stalled U.S.-sponsored talks on Palestinian statehood. An immigrant farm worker in the U.S. was formally charged with premeditated murder on Wednesday in the fatal shooting of 7 workers near San Francisco. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
Monterey Park Police Chief Scott Weiss tells the AP other law enforcement in the region were alerted, but it didn't make sense to warn the public late at night, even after receiving a report that the suspect may have targeted another club nearby.
I'm not going to send my officers door to door, waking people up and telling them that we're looking for a male Asian in Monterey Park. It's not going to do us any good.
They brought in the L.A. County Sheriff's Department, which confirmed the fatalities to the AP about 4 hours after the shooting. But it was roughly an hour later that first word came a suspect was at large. Several hours after that, he was found dead in his van. I'm Ben Thomas.
And that was, of course, about the police decision in Monterey Bay, California, to not go door to door to warn the public about the killer who had been on the loose. Torrential rain hit central Athens Thursday as a wave of bad weather made its way across the country. The Parthenon atop the ancient Acropolis was barely visible in the storm. Residents received an emergency alert asking them to restrict their movements, and police reported road closures due to flooding in the Greek capital. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.